Newsom vetoes bill to pay unemployment benefits to workers on strike. Striking workers will not get unemployment checks in California after Governor Gavin Newsom, citing the state's depleted unemployment fund, vetoed legislation September 30 that would have allowed it. The measure, Senate Bill 799, was reintroduced September 7 by Senator Anthony Portantino in an effort, he said, to shorten strikes and get people back to work. The bill was similar to an assembly bill introduced in 2019, which failed by 5 votes in the state Senate. Several unions in the Golden State, including Hollywood writers and actors, conducted months-long strikes this year as contract negotiations failed. In a veto message, the governor said he appreciated and respected workers who fight for their rights, but the state's unemployment fund was already deeply in debt. Any expansion of eligibility for benefits could increase California's outstanding federal debt, projected to be nearly $20 billion by the end of the year, and could significantly tax on employers, Mr. Newsom said in his veto letter. Mr. Portantino said he was disappointed by the veto Saturday. "I am disappointed in the governor's veto of SB 799, he posted on X, formerly Twitter. "The labor unrest and concern we all witnessed this summer earned legislature's action to pass benefits striking workers. The need continues, and so will efforts to make this law in. If the governor had signed the bill, it would also have codified case law that employees who left work due to a lockout by their employer, even if it was in anticipation of a trade dispute, would be eligible for benefits." Lindsay Doherty, union vice president for the Teamsters Western Region, called the governor's Saturday veto action spineless. On the heels of a summer of strikes, where workers are being pushed out by employers who find it okay to starve them out, "this is another disgrace," by, Ms. Doherty said on X, "striking workers deserve benefits, they earned it." The California Chamber of Commerce led a coalition of more than 110 businesses, associations, and local chambers of commerce to urge the governor to veto the bill. The statewide business organization argued that a new mandate to pay striking workers unemployment benefits would have added about $215 million to the state's unemployment fund, Cal Chamber asserted. "We applaud Governor Newsom for his swift and sure decision on SB 799, Cal Chamber's President Jennifer Barrera said in a statement posted to the organization's website October 2. "He correctly saw that we simply cannot afford to add a new program and new costs this year." Senator Brian Dahl said it was great to see the bill vetoed. "Workers who go on strike shouldn't receive unemployment," he said on X October 1. During the Senate floor discussion September 14, before the bill passed, Mr. Dahl said unemployment benefits were not for people who go on strike. During the Senate floor discussion September 14, before the bill passed 27-12 with one senator not voting, Mr. Dahl said unemployment benefits were not for people who go on strike. The bill passed days earlier in the Assembly on a 59-18 vote with 3 members abstaining.